Jersey TV.
Well, yeah, some people were telling me Marty just shouldn't put people into categories. You should not divide them up into boxes. It's just not really a proper thing to do, which is too bad. Well, that's what I did yesterday, certain categories of Jewish people. The reason that's too bad is because since yesterday, I've got more categories for you. I think it really helps you understand things. Huh? 19. No, I really do. What do you mean I can't possibly have 19? I have 19 categories of Israelites / Jews. 19 categories. Well, no, it's the first time ever. Nobody has ever divided people into that many categories. But I have done it. You expect this from me? I deliver. Welcome, everyone. I'm Martin Zender. This is MZTV. I'm still driving toward Matthew chapter 8. Don't think I'm not. I'm going to get to that tomorrow because in this show, that is one show, one MZTV episode, I'm going to give you all 19 categories of Israelites and Jews. And this is not something you want to try at home, okay? You could really get in trouble. I'm a trained professional. I know what I'm doing. I'm like a Walenda. I'm the Walenda of the scripture set. I walk the high wire, you know, many, 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 many feet or meters, if you're living in Canada, off the ground. And I'm comfortable there. So here we go. The first thing I want to do is name the categories. So because you're incredulous, some of you, many of you, of course, you're not. You're thinking, of course, Martin's going to do this. All right, so I'm going to name the categories, and then I'm going to go into a detailed explanation. There are obvious Jews, and then there are secret Jews. Some are in Israel, some are scattered. There's four categories right there. In Israel, scattered. We have the house of Judah, the house of Israel. Some are called Jews, some are called Christians. I'm already on number 8. Some are apostate, some are circumcision evangel believers, some are uncircumcision evangel believers. And then in the category of unbelievers, there are two types. Yes, oh, we have subdivisions like you would not believe. We have worldly unbelievers and religious unbelievers. This is all just Israelites / Jewish people. We have some in the temple. Others are in the church. They're both deceived, these ones who are apostate. The apostates, you see, divides into subcategories. The subcategories are deceived but posers and deceived yet sincere. I tapped into this yesterday. And these two categories, two different things can happen to them. They can either be, this is during the tribulation, hardened or softened. So there you go. I just listed 19 different subdivisions, all legitimate. I was studying this for 35 years. And so it's about time I did this. You know, it's about time I drew up these categories. So it's good to know who's who. I mean, nothing is cut and dry. There are always going to be exceptions. So please think of this as a generality. So there are, I call two groups of Israelites / Jews. These are the main groups. You have the obvious Jews and the secret Jews. You can see all my notes here that I wrote down. Look at that. See that? Only I can make sense of this. The obvious Jews are, generally speaking, in Israel. Not all of them, but generally speaking. The secret Jews are scattered. Okay, and now we get to the next two divisions, which will clear this up for you. The obvious Jews are remnants of the house of Judah, part of the house of Judah, and the secret Jews, the house of Israel. I talked about this yesterday. I've talked about it many times. After Israel was split into two different houses after the reign of Solomon, there was a civil war, and Judah and Israel split. Judah remained in Jerusalem. There were three tribes associated with Judah. There was Judah, Levi, some Levites, and Benjamin, and then the other 10 tribes were up in Samaria. Well, the northern tribes in Samaria were taken into captivity by the Assyrians. The Samaritan Jews were taken into captivity by the Assyrians. This was the house of Israel. This was called the house of Israel. those who remained in Jerusalem was the house of Judah, and they were also taken into captivity to Babylon. Those Jews returned to the land. The Babylonian Jews that were taken into captivity in Babylon returned after 70 years, but the others did not. This is where the house of Israel was scattered. And so many of the people who today call themselves Jews are remnants or remainders from the house of Judah in Jerusalem. They're the only ones that remained in the land. And interestingly enough, they were the ones present when Jesus came to the earth. And they're the ones who said, "His blood be upon us." They call down this huge, gigundous curse on themselves. "His blood be upon us and our children." That was not a good thing to say. So it was only those of the house of Judah that brought this curse upon themselves. The house of Israel, which is a lot of people, 10 tribes, they were already gone, already scattered, already traveling to the north and to the west. So they did not come under this curse. And actually, it is these people who have been carrying the word of God out, printing Bibles, doing all sorts of good things and bad things, of course. So you have those who are in Israel, those who are scattered, those who are of the house of Judah, those are the ones in Israel, and those of the house of Israel, those are the ones who are scattered. Okay, now, the obvious Jews are called Jews. This would be self-evident, except it's not, especially when I tell you this. The secret Jews are called Christians. This is where you're not going to hear this anywhere else. The secret Jews, that is, the Jews who have lost their identity, the Jews from the northern 10 tribes, the house of Israel, who were scattered among all the nations, Amos 9:9. I am not making this up. Amos 9:9. God himself said, "I will scatter the house of Israel," not the house of Judah, "I will scatter the house of Israel among all the nations of the earth." Scattered, all the nations. Ah, they become associated with other nationalities. Okay, they became Brits, they became Danes, they became French, and they came over and settled North America. And so, but they're way back in their ancestry, they are of Israel stock. That's why I call them secret. But see, God knows where they are. And again, these people did not come under the curse. Those who were in the land when our Lord came, they were under the curse. But that's why I call them secret. You can see that now. So, with both categories, the obvious and the secret, there are three subdivisions. There are three things that the obvious Jews and the secret Jews can be, and only three things. They can either be apostates of the circumcision evangel or of the uncircumcision evangel. The apostates, they don't believe anything. Some of them might be religious. I'm going to get to that because the apostates also divide into subdivisions. And before I forget, speaking of the different houses, the house of Judah, the house of Israel, I'm going to read a passage to you tomorrow from Ezekiel about the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and it's really going to come together for you. And this is where I'm going to bring up the Matthew chapter 8 Revelation. That'll be tomorrow. I might even call that show the Matthew chapter 8 Revelation. We'll have to see. So the obvious Jews and the secret Jews, you can divide them into apostate, circumcision, or uncircumcision. I'm even going to put a percentage here. And again, this is a generality, but I would say the overwhelming majority are apostates. So I'm putting 99% on that. And of those who embrace the circumcision evangel, these are what we would call completed Jews. Of the obvious Jews, they're called completed Jews. And I would put that at 0.09%. I got to do something. I got 1% left. After I'm finished here with the 99%, I only got 1% to work with after that. So here's what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to take 0.09 of it and say they're completed Jews and they embrace the circumcision gospel. Maybe not perfectly, but they have an antenna for it. And then there's 0.01%. It's probably even less. These are Israelites, either obvious or secret, who embrace Paul's gospel. Very small percentage. All right, I said that the apostates fall into two categories, subdivisions, if you will. Yep, wasn't kidding at all. Listen to this. And you've heard me say this many times. These are both unbelievers, the apostates. These two categories are both unbelievers. But we have two kinds of unbelievers. Yes, we have worldly unbelievers and religious unbelievers. The worldly unbelievers have no formal worship system at all. They're just off loving the world, doing their thing. They don't give a crap about God. They're unbelievers. But then we have the religious unbelievers. This is a tricky group. A tricky group because they do engage in formal worship. But the one thing in common between the, you'll hear it, listen, the one thing in common between worldly unbelievers and religious unbelievers, unbelievers. That's right. These are both unbelievers. So now let's divide the religious unbelievers. These divisions just come naturally. I didn't have to work at this, at these divisions at all, or this chart didn't have to work at all. The religious unbelievers, the obvious Jews, where do they meet? In a temple, synagogue. The secret Jews, that is the ones who are called Christians. See, these are called Christians. Remember, at the outset here, I said two of the main divisions of the outward, of the obvious Jews, you could say outward Jews too, could make that O outward, and the secret Jews is that the obvious Jews are called Jews, the secret Jews are called Christians because their national identity has been lost. So the obvious Jews meet in a temple or synagogue. The secret Jews, those who are called Christians, those who are scattered, those who are of the house of Israel, they meet in churches. But they're both engaged in worship systems, but none of them are true systems. And the very small percentages have actually grabbed on to the only two legitimate evangels that exist, which is the evangel of the circumcision and the evangel of the uncircumcision. And if you don't yet understand that there are two different gospels, it's all through Scripture once you are trained to see it. But the one verse proving it is Galatians 2:7, gospel of the uncircumcision, gospel of the circumcision. Again, I wrote a book that will explain everything to you perfectly. Nice, thick, meaty book, but it's easy to read. It's called The First Idiot in Heaven. Okay, so now we're going to take the religious unbelievers, some meet in the temple, some meet in the church, and I'm going to divide them into two categories. You knew I would, and I'm not going to disappoint you. There are deceived who are posers and deceived who are sincere, or at least they have a measure of sincerity. So you see the common denominator between all the religious unbelievers, I should say, the two categories, is that they're both deceived, for sure. But there are those who are deceived who are complete posers. They're just in it for the virtue signaling. They're just in it because they like to wear the Jesus jewelry. They're in it so they can socialize, okay? They're in it because maybe they have talent as a singer or a drummer and they want to virtue signal, and so they'll do it in the church. Then you have those with a measure of sincerity. And these are, I think, a lot of people we know. They're really sincere about God. I mean, they study their Bibles. These are the ones who are forever learning, but never coming to a realization of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3. The worldly unbelievers who are the complete posers, they're not even studying. They're not even learning. They don't care. They just want to look the part. They want to be seen by the world as caring about God. I'm spiritual. Yeah, well, right. Because you have some outward label, because you have a metal fish applique on your car, because you listen to Christian rock music, because you buy Joel Osteen books. I don't consider anyone who buys Joel Osteen book a sincere. Well, it could be. There could be somebody who buys Joel Osteen books and watches Joel Osteen broadcasts who has a measure of sincerity. Oof, it's hard for me to say that. Got caught a little bit on my throat here, but oh, I'm okay. Should have brought some whiskey to the table. So I am now going to divide the religious unbelievers, into two further groups, those who are hardened and those who are softened. And now we get to the tribulation. This is what I touched on yesterday. The tribulation is going to be a litmus test, and it's going to touch the posers and the sincere people, or those who have a measure of sincerity. It's going to touch them in different ways. For the complete posers, listen, they're not in this for discipline. They're not in this for instruction. They're not in this to suffer. They're just in this to have a good time, and they give off some sort of semblance of spirituality. As soon as the tribulation starts, they're out of there. As soon as anything gets tough, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Well, when the going gets tough, the posers get the hell out of Dodge. They're not going to want anything to do with it. These are the ones who will end up cursing God to his face. The one thing I said yesterday that I thought was quite astute is that the religious unbelievers, they don't really believe in God anyway. They're worshiping a false God and a false Christ, even the sincere ones, or the ones with a measure of sincerity. But when the tribulation starts, they are going to not worship the true God and true Christ in a more obvious way, especially the posers. Well, only the posers. They're going to flip him the bird, and that's going to be the end of them. So they're going to be hardened, and they're going to renounce God. This is how the tribulation affects each group, the posers and the sincere. These are the subdivisions of the religious unbelievers. Some of them are in a temple or a synagogue. Some of them are in the church. The sincere ones, the ones who really do want God, but God has just refused to reveal himself to them. You might say, well, they're close. Like they consider what you say. They really want to hear what you say, but they can't get there. I just don't feel like I can land there. Oh, that was a term 15 years ago. I just can't land there. What are you, a bird, a condor, an eagle, a vulture? You can't land there. A sparrow? I just can't land there, Martin. Well, get on a plane and land somewhere else, because this is frustrating me. You won't hear the truth. But when the tribulation starts, they are going to be kicked into gear. They are going to become extremely sincere. They're going to realize, they're going to rise to the occasion. They're going to accept the discipline, number one. And they're going to get this from Scripture. They're going to go to Hebrews. They're going to go to chapter 12. And they're going to realize that God disciplines those he loves. Now, these people are going to realize that they missed their so-called rapture. They missed the snatching away. They missed it. They're going to know that you're gone. They're going to know you're gone. And they're going to realize, oh, crap, Dave was right. Or Karen was right. Or Martin was right. Paula was right. Oh, crap, Phil was right. And if my son doesn't see the truth, my son Paul, before the fat lady sings, he's going to look at all my books on his shelf that he never opened and say, Dad was right. But Paul, my son Paul, who's the Christian, he's a sincere one. All right, he's not a poser. He's in it for real. He really wants to work for God and Christ, even though he's currently worshiping the false God and the false Christ. Nevertheless, he's sincere. So the tribulation is going to soften him. And this is when the new covenant begins to kick in. I'm going to get into this more tomorrow. But I love this part. This is when the miracle happens. We know the new covenant is going to be a miracle. Like unto the upper room, when the Holy Spirit came upon those men waiting on Christ, and it filled them, and they understood Jesus' words. Not because they took a six-week course called Understanding Jesus' Words, but because the Spirit of God came on them instantly and they got it. It was downloaded. Their knowledge of Christ and everything he had said to them was instantly downloaded in a moment. And because the Spirit came in the form of a wind, it just blew. Beautiful. I love that. And that's what's going to happen on a large scale when the new covenant comes to Israel. They are going to get it. They're going to realize who they are. They're going to realize that they're actual Israelites, that the house of Israel that were scattered, they might even be apprised by Christ, the Spirit of Christ, what tribe they're from. And they're going to be willing to die for their faith at that point. They're going to be willing to die for their faith. Now, this does include, remember, we're still talking about religious unbelievers. The 144,000 would not be the religious unbelievers. They wouldn't be the worldly unbelievers. They would be the circumcision. You have to go way back to my earlier categories earlier in the show, where I said there were three groups: apostates, circumcision, uncircumcision. The 144,000 would fall under circumcision. So would the vast throng, Revelation 7, 9. So the vast throng might be comprised of these awakened Christians. These are the ones who call themselves Christians. This also will happen among those who call themselves Jews. That is the remnant, those left over from the house of Judah who are living in Israel. I just think there's many, many more. Well, it stands to reason. 10 tribes were scattered across the face of the earth, Amos 9:9, and 2 tribes and some Levites stayed in the land. So there was many, many, many more people who were taken into captivity in Assyria that never came back to the land that are scattered all over the earth. And you probably know a lot of them. You might be one yourself, but it doesn't matter because you're of that third category, the uncircumcision believers. Exhibit A there would be the Apostle Paul, who was a Jew, a Benjamite of Benjamites, a Hebrew of Hebrews, Pharisee of the Pharisees, and he counted it all as refuse for the excellency of being called a slave of Christ. Love that guy, the Apostle Paul. So he's here. Exhibit A, as far as guy who embraced the circumcision, he's part of the 0.01, except it's way smaller. Probably put 3 more zeros in front of that, if you would, and you'd be closer to the truth. So there are my categories, 19 of them. If I come up with more, I'll let you know.